USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a new Fox News poll, President Donald Trump is gaining ground on Joe Biden. Just a month ago, the lead was 11 points, Biden over Trump. And today, Biden leads by 8 points, 49-41%. But the president is not afraid and was asked on Fox News Sunday whether he thinks Joe Biden is competent to be president.
Biden can't put two sentences together. They wheel him out. He goes up. He repeats. They ask him questions. He reads a teleprompter. And then he goes back into his basement. You tell me the American people want to have that in an age where we're in trouble with other nations that are looking to do numbers on us. I say he's not competent to be president. To be president, you have to be sharp and tough. So many other things. Joe doesn't know he's alive.
There's a large gender gap as Trump is ahead by 5 points among men and Biden 19 among women. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. And 1-800-460-1663.
President Donald Trump would consider not signing a fourth round of coronavirus relief funding if it does not include a payroll tax cut. The White House and Congress are expected to put together a Phase 4 coronavirus relief bill within the month as many Americans' financial futures remain unclear because of COVID-19. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow has repeatedly brought up payroll tax holidays as part of the coronavirus recovery. Trump also touted the stock market's performance both pre- and post-coronavirus and made a prediction that the market will improve. A Brooklyn woman is dead after she was shot 8 times for confronting a man for setting off illegal fireworks. Setting off illegal fireworks is a nonviolent act, according to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. This is an extension of gunfire that has exploded across the city after the New York Police Department disbanded its anti-crime unit of plainclothes police officers on June 15th. There have been 3 times as many shootings over the same period in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
3 members of the Thin Blue Line Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club were killed during a suspected drunk driving crash in Texas. The club was on a drive in Texas Hill, about 65 miles northwest from San Antonio, to celebrate the organization's birthday when an intoxicated driver crossed lanes and crashed into the group. Another 9 club members are in critical condition. An unidentified individual was taken into custody and faces charges of intoxicated manslaughter and intoxication assault. The members were enjoying a group ride before their annual foundation meeting. The organization identified the 3 men who died as the president of the group's Chicago chapter, Joseph Paglia, Michael White, a retired U.S. Army service member, and Jerry Wayne Harbor, a retired veteran who served as national ambassador for the organization. The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.